Welcome to the Mirtha Minicast from Mirtha Kalina's Tax Practice and Procedure Group.
Taxpayers are generally aware that when an investment asset is sold, either a gain or loss is recognized, and they will have to pay tax on any gain, or they may receive some tax benefit from a loss. However, they may not be sure of how that gain or loss is measured, nor the origin of the information that is integral to the calculation. A brief discussion of the concept of basis can shed some light on this mystery. The basis of an investment asset is generally what a person paid to purchase it. But what about investment assets received by gift or inheritance? The recipient of a gift retains the basis of the person who made the gift. However, the basis of an asset received by inheritance receives a new basis equal to the fair market value as of the date of death of the decedent, as reported on the decedent's estate tax return. In an appreciating market, the benefit to the recipient is evident, given that the difference between the sale price of an investment asset and the basis results in taxable gain. The increased basis in the inherited asset will generate less of a tax to the beneficiary than would have been paid if the decedent had sold the asset. It had been the case that when reporting the sale to the Internal Revenue Service, the recipient could utilize the asset value disclosed on the estate tax return, or, if supporting evidence existed, a higher value, thereby further reducing the recognizable gain. The Surface Transportation and Veterans Healthcare Choice Improvement Act of 2015 put an end to this practice. The Act requires that beneficiaries inheriting assets from decedents dying after July 15, 2015, must use the value included on the estate tax return for income tax reporting on any future sale. The Act also requires that the executor of an estate, the size of which exceeds the federal estate tax exclusion, which is currently $5,430,000, and therefore requires the filing of a return, must furnish a statement of value of the inherited asset to both the beneficiary and the Internal Revenue Service. These statements must be issued within 30 days after the later to occur of the date the estate tax return was required to be filed or is actually filed. An executor who fails to file the statement would be subject to a $250 penalty. A beneficiary who utilizes a basis greater than that reported on the executor's statement is subject to penalties of 20% on the unreported income. In addition, the return will remain open for review by the Internal Revenue Service for 6 years, rather than the typical 3-year period for such returns. This has been Nat Messina for the Mirtha Minicast on the web at mirthalaw.com.